You're listening to SBS News.
His Honour has found that Bruce Lerman is a rapist. Bruce Lerman is a rapist.
Network 10 lawyer Justin Quill, finally free to say the words at the heart of a 14-month-long defamation case which has gripped the nation. Bruce Lerman launched the case against the network and journalist Lisa Wilkinson in an attempt to restore his reputation. Instead, he suffered a devastating loss, with Justice Michael Lee ruling on Monday that the former political staffer raped Brittany Higgins inside Parliament House in March 2019.
Mr. Lerman was hell-bent on having sex with a woman he A, found sexually attractive, B, had been mutually passionately kissing and touching, C, had encouraged to drink, and D, had reduced inhibitions because she was very drunk. In his pursuit of gratification, he did not care one way or the other whether Miss Higgins understood or agreed to what was going on.
Criminal proceedings against Mr. Lerman were postponed in June 2022 after Lisa Wilkinson gave an acceptance speech at the Logies Awards ceremony. That speech referenced her interview with Brittany Higgins for Channel 10's program The Project, in which Ms. Higgins aired her claims that Mr. Lerman raped her in the Parliament House office of then-Defence Minister Linda Reynolds after a night out. In her speech, Ms. Wilkinson thanked Ms. Higgins for trusting her and the team of the project and for helping to change the conversation around sexual abuse allegations. Mr. Lerman's lawyers successfully argued that the speech interfered with their client's rights to a fair trial. A rescheduled criminal trial eventually began in October 2022, but was dismissed within a few weeks because of juror misconduct. A later retrial was dropped in December that year, out of concerns for Ms. Higgins' mental health. As a result, no findings were made against Bruce Lerman in a criminal trial, and he has always denied the allegations. However, on Monday, Justice Lee found his decision to then launch defamation proceedings to salvage his reputation had the opposite effect.
Having escaped the lion's den, Mr. Lerman made the mistake of coming back for his hat.
Justice Lee stressed that his finding Mr. Lerman raped Ms. Higgins is based on a balance of probabilities, a lower threshold for civil proceedings than for a criminal trial. He found Mr. Lerman was not entitled to vindicate his reputation, despite being identifiable in Ten's report. The judge also slammed Mr. Lerman as an unreliable, dishonest witness who deliberately lied.
To remark that Mr. Lerman is a poor witness is an exercise in understatement. As I'll explain, his attachment to the truth was a tenuous one, informed not by faithfulness to his affirmation, but by fashioning his responses in what he perceived to be his forensic interests. Ms. Brittany Higgins, Mr. Lerman's accuser, was also an unsatisfactory witness who made some allegations that made her a heroine to one group of partisans, but when examined forensically have undermined her general credibility to a disinterested fact finder.
Justice Lee said Ms. Higgins was an unreliable historian of the night in question. However, he found any incorrect statements made to the police in 2019 were not inconsistent with remarks being made by a genuine victim of sexual assault. The judge also had words for Ms. Wilkinson, saying if she had thought her speech through as a journalist rather than a champion of Ms. Higgins, she should have recognised its legal dangers. Ms. Wilkinson has previously told an independent inquiry into the prosecution of Mr. Lerman that she was not warned of the risk by Network 10 or the ACT's Director of Public Prosecutions, despite seeking advice ahead of the event. After Monday's ruling, she thanked those who had supported her throughout the trial.
Today, the federal court has found that I published a true story about a rape in a federal minister's office at Parliament House in March of 2019. I sincerely hope that this judgment gives strength to women around the country.
Ten's lawyer, Justin Quill, wouldn't comment on whether the network had adequately supported Ms. Wilkinson. Instead, he emphasised the strength of the legal process, saying the decision should be a warning to others.
This is an unmitigating disaster for Bruce Lerman, and I've got to say, it's a warning to all other potential applicants or plaintiffs who might want to try and reinvent history or make a quick buck, who might want to come to court and con the court as to their version of events. You can come up with a con that might get you through a TV interview or an interview with your bosses or down at the pub with your mates. But when you come to the court and you are cross-examined and forensically examined, you can't get away with it.
Ruth McHugh-Dillon, SBS News.